Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10 and verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now the book of Hebrews, of course, is written primarily to Jews that had converted, Jews that had believed upon Jesus. And there's not only here, but in many places in Hebrews, there is the warning and the encouragement for them to hold fast and not turn back, not go back to their former system of religion or their system of belief. And this is another place here that is the message that's being given. But then it goes right in chapter 11 to the famous faith chapter that details all these, many people call it the Hall of Fame for all these various heroes of faith. And so the thing that has been on my mind in the last few services, of course Sunday, things, you know, just was different here in the service, and that's great, wonderful. Because we want to see God answering prayer and meeting needs. But it's so important for us to see that we are to be, these are days when we need to see faith actively at work in our lives. We desperately need to see that and to see our faith growing and increasing. And some of you may be saying, really? At a time like this when things are so troubling and so dark and there's so much going on in our world and in our country, how can we have great faith in a time like this? I made reference to this Sunday just briefly, the close of the service. We know that the scripture says in Romans chapter 5 that where sin is abounding, where sin is increasing, God's grace does much more abound. The grace of God, or the gift of God, the goodness of God, much more abounds. Now, what is the message in that verse? It doesn't matter how dark, how troubling, even wicked that things are in our world, the darker it gets, God's grace is a wonderful gift that provides much more. No matter how bad, there's always much more, always abounding, always growing, always increasing. And as I mentioned Sunday, that word literally means to super abound. Where sin is abounding, God's grace is always outstripping what is happening in the world that is around us. So when wickedness is at an unprecedented level, all kinds of things that are going evil, spiritual darkness, all of these things that are happening in our world right now, God has an answer for that. It's in a time of great darkness and wickedness that God's grace shows up with greater power and greater manifestation. And that's what we should be expecting and praying for God to move. You know, we are, as the saints of God, we are, it's our faith that really sets us apart from the world. I've told this before, I don't know where I read it, but a marching band marching down the street, and one of the band members is completely out of step with the rest of the band, you know, marching completely out of step. They pull him aside and trying to find out, why in the world are you marching in a completely different way than the rest of the band that's perfectly marching in order? And they learned that he had these pods in his ears and that he was listening to a completely different rhythm, a completely different song and band. And so he was marching to his own band, and everybody else was marching along to the rhythm of what was going on there in the band. Well, and the lesson is that in that is this, that as people of faith, we are going to be out of step with what is going on around us. We are to be tuned in to the voice of God, tuned in to the working and the moving of the Spirit of God. Faith and the life of faith sets us apart from the world. And when the world sees how we respond, the world sees how we live, and they're curious. How can you have the confidence? How can you have faith? How can you have even a smile on your face in the midst of all of these things that are going on? Well, it's because as believers, we are to tune in to a different sound. We are to tune in to the voice of God. Amen. Faith sets us apart from whatever is going on in the world. That's how we not only survive, but we can grow, we can thrive in times like this that we are in right now, because we can tune into the voice of God's word, we can tune into the voice of the Spirit of God, and be marching to the rhythm of God and the word of God instead of what's going on in the world around us. So we're to be a people of faith. And you know, the Bible says that we are to walk by faith and not by sight. We're not like the world. We don't respond to things like the world does. But instead, we are to be living a life of faith in God. I believe that we will miss out on things that God is wanting to do in our lives, what he's wanting to do in our present situation, if we don't allow faith to grow in our hearts and we strengthen ourselves and build ourselves up in our most holy faith. So without the Lord and without the confidence that we are to have, the writer says, don't throw away your confidence. Your confidence in God, your holding fast to that confidence will cause you to be able to receive great things, great reward. God wants to work in your life, and you'll see those things happening in your life if you tap into the voice of the things of God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. We are to walk by faith. You know, every time you go across a bridge, you are spanning from one location to another location, from where you are to where you're wanting to get. You're wanting to get to the other side. You can't get over there without this bridge. Really, faith in God is like that. God wants us to go from the natural to the spiritual. He wants us to go from unbelief to faith. And the only way we can do that is to put our confidence in God. And that bridge is really faith in God, that God wants growing in our lives. You see, the natural things, the natural world that we live in, it always says, you know, I'll believe it if I can see it. I'll believe it if I can see it. But in the spiritual realm, it's not like that. You put your confidence in God and you believe it and then you see it. It's not the other way. The natural world has a hard time believing and putting their confidence in anything that could ever be supernatural or spiritual. But God wants you and me to be walking in faith. Amen. And sometimes that's difficult, because the enemy of your soul, Satan, attacks our faith. Our faith is the target of the enemy. He may attack your health, but in reality, what he wants to do is to attack your faith. He may attack your family. He may attack you in some other area. But his ultimate desire is to cause you to stop believing God, stop believing the word of God, to lay hold, stop, you know, putting your confidence in the Lord and in his word. So he attacks you. He attacks you because he wants to destroy your faith. There's been a lot of discouragement over recent weeks and months. I think a lot of discouragement. Folks felt like that God didn't move when they wanted him to move, didn't answer prayer the way that they wanted him to answer prayer. But the reality is, God is working. God is moving. And we trust him when we don't understand. We trust him when we, you know, it doesn't make sense to us. We still just keep trusting the Lord. Amen. I read this the other day. Faith moves mountain, but moves mountains, but unbelief builds mountains. It's the truth. Unbelief builds mountains. When you don't believe God, the problems seem to get bigger, greater, much more difficult for you to face a life situation. But faith produces the supernatural, miracles, answers to prayer, God at work in your life. Faith gives us courage. It gives us a determination to press on and to believe God. Actually, faith honors God. Faith honors God. Whenever we put our confidence in God and his word, when you doubt, then really you're bringing a reproach upon the promises of God and the word of God. Now, I know that the enemy attacks your faith. Remember in Paul spent about 2 weeks in Thessalonica, and he poured into them and invested in them, and a church was born out of his visit to Thessalonica. He left there, but after he was gone from there, his biggest concern was, because he knew that in that environment, in that big city, he knew that they were going to have trouble in the area of their faith in God. They were going to have problems in that area. So he sent Timothy, 1 Thessalonians 3 and 2. He sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. That was his purpose. He sent Timothy back to them because he wanted to make sure that they held fast to their confidence and their faith in God. 1 Thessalonians 3 and 5, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith. I sent to know how you were doing. Are you holding up in your confidence in God? Now, the writer of Hebrews is the Apostle Paul, and here he says, don't throw it away. Don't cast away your confidence. If you'll hold on, there's a great reward. You'll see God's hand working and moving. If you'll hold fast to the promises of God, you'll witness the help of the Lord. But if you throw away your confidence, throw away your faith in God, then you'll not reap those great promises, those great rewards that God wants to send to you. How's your faith doing? Have you been struggling in recent weeks and months? I'm telling you, we've had a year of big challenges of our faith, but we put our confidence in the Lord and we believe God, and that's why that I've laid hold of the promise that God is not only going to answer some of our specific prayers that we're praying about, but I really believe that on a national level, that God desires to pour out His Spirit and to send a revival, a mighty move of God affecting many hundreds and thousands of people across this country just before the Lord comes, that we're in that season of time right now. Sin is abounding, yes, but grace is going to much more abound at this time if we'll not throw away our confidence. Amen. Don't throw it away. Hold fast. You'll experience God working, God in action, if you don't throw away your confidence. Amen. You know, really, we need to have the mentality of, I'm going to trust God no matter what. We need to come to that place. Well, I don't care what's happening. I don't care how bad it gets or how the situation may seem impossible. Lord, I'm going to believe You and trust You no matter what. Amen. No matter how bad that it might get. Remember the Hebrew children, whenever they were thrown into that fiery furnace, their response was, you know, we're not going to be careful to answer you. Basically what they're saying to Him was that we don't really have to think about this. We don't have to consider it or think about it. We don't have to be careful in the way that we respond to you in this matter. And then they give this kind of statement of conviction. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. We know He's able. And if it's His purpose and His will, then He's going to do that. He's going to deliver us from this fiery furnace. And He will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what's right? That was the confidence that they had. They knew the God that they served and they had committed to, and their response was, however God works, He's the judge of all the earth. He's going to do what's right. And that's where we need to come, to that place in our faith walk with God right now in these days, 2021. We don't know how that God is going to work. We don't have any really full understanding of the plan of God and how it's all going to work out. But we just know that He's the judge of all the earth, and He's going to do the right thing. Amen. He's going to prevail in the end. He's going to do what's right. And so why not put your confidence in Him? Lord, they just said, maybe we're not going to be delivered from this fiery furnace, but Lord, but we have committed ourselves to the judge who will always do what's right. And if it's His will to deliver us, so be it. And if it's not His will to deliver us, then we're good with that too. Praise God. Amen. That is a level of faith that I believe that the Lord wants to stir our heart to the place that we believe God to that point. Lord, we know You're in charge. We know You're in control. And we have full confidence. And the apostle said, if you don't throw that kind of confidence away, then there's going to be a great reward. Then you're going to see the hand of God. You'll witness His power and His action, His moving in your behalf. If you don't throw away your confidence, if you throw it away, if you lose heart and you find yourself in despair over things that are happening around you, then you are going to miss out on some wonderful things that God wants to do. Praise God. Amen. So faith needs to be strong. Don't cast it away, but hold fast to the promises of God, because God is going to provide for us just what we need. Then I'm going to read about three or four verses here in Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is, it's not was or is going to be, faith is to be actively working right now in your life situation. Amen. And for you and me, faith needs to be at work in our lives in 2021, in our present situation. Faith is the substance. Faith is reality. Faith is what we can get a hold of. It's substance. It's real. Amen. I'm so glad that my confidence is in Him and in His Word, the promises of God. That's substance. That's something that I can hold on to. Amen. And with that, then I know that I can move forward and believe God to work in any kind of situation. Then there's the testimony in verse 2 of all the elders. This is talking about all of these wonderful heroes of faith all throughout Hebrews chapter 11. All of these elders gave testimony to the fact, and they had a good report. Their testimony was from Abraham to Noah, and go down the list of those great heroes and heroes in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, and all of them give this report. It was a good report, and that report was God acted righteously. He came through for me. He delivered me. He directed me. He provided for me. And so we have all these wonderful testimonies in Hebrews that God worked in their behalf. For by it, it was by that kind of faith that the elders obtained a good report. And through it, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So he goes all the way back to creation to give this wonderful testimony of how faith works. Everything was dark, everything was void, but then God spoke. God spoke. And when he spoke, then light came. When he spoke, then everything changed. It was by the word of the Lord that creation occurred. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there was the testimony of the elders, and there's the testimony of God's power in creation that can't be denied. Amen. He spoke into that situation that was dark and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So that was the testimony. That God keeps his word. He keeps his word, and his word is powerful. And so we lay a hold of that. That's real. That's substance. That's something that you can count on. You know, I was trying to think of a way to illustrate this. You know, if you've got an important place to be, let's say you've got a flight to catch at a certain particular time. If you need someone to take you to catch that flight, you're going to be pretty particular about the person you choose. That's going to be a person that you know has a history of being on time, someone that's really dependable, someone that if they say, "I'll be there at this such and such time and I'll get you there," that you have a history with them and you know that there's substance there to what they say and who they are. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve. And we have the record of his word that God does not fail his children. He didn't fail any of those heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And he gave this wonderful example in creation where everything was void and dark, and God spoke into that situation and completely turned it around. That's substance. That's reality. That's something that you can put your confidence in. You know, that's why that our walk with the Lord is so important. Because the longer you walk with the Lord and the longer you serve the Lord, you have a history with God. And you know that God came through for you last month or last year or when you were sick or when you had problems or needs. God came through for you and moved in your behalf. So now when you review your walk with the Lord, your faith is stronger because God has come through for you. Again and again and again and again. And he will come through for you in your present situation. Sure, these have been dark times. I think I'd like to ban a few words from our vocabulary. I would like to do that. Things such as unprecedented and challenging. And there's probably a few other words that I could think of. I'd like to just, I don't want to hear it no more. I don't want to hear all this hopelessness and negativity and despair that you hear from the world. I heard someone say that now they're talking about they want people to wear two masks. Let's double up on the mask now. And whoever didn't wear a mask at the Super Bowl the other day, that they're actually watching video to see who those people are, and they're going to arrest them. Folks, things have gotten quite out of hand in the world that we're living in today. That's why we need to believe the true report. Believe the promise of God, the word of God, and all the things. There's a lot of people out there that are so-called experts, but God is the one that knows, and he's in control. And shall not the judge of all the earth do what's right? He will. And that's where we put our confidence today. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the Supreme Court that made the decision that Californians can go to church. Praise God. And maybe there'll be a few more righteous decisions that are made so that people can follow through and do what we need to be doing in these times, such as we're living in right now. God wants to strengthen and increase our faith in him. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for your word. We know we can build our lives upon the truths of your word. You told us to walk by faith. So we know, Lord, that's the way we live. We walk. And it's one step and then another step and then another step. And every step of the way, Lord, you are opening the doors and you are providing for us and you are making provision for us every step of the way. That's the life of faith. And I know the world don't understand it. They're marching to the sound of another drummer. But Lord, help us to be in step with the truth of your word. Help us to listen to your voice and to walk in step with your promise. Lord, I just pray that any that are down and defeated, discouraged in their hearts, Lord, that they would not cast away, throw away their faith, but they would hold on to it. Because when we hold on to it, there's going to be reward. You are going to act. You're going to move. You're going to prove yourself, Lord, in our needs. And we thank you for that wonderful promise. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, to live by faith, to walk by faith. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's stand, everybody.